Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I found something very strange out about Becky, who works on the show. Right, everyone's got ways of saving money, right? Becky's one of saving money is she cannot walk past a scratch card that has been thrown away on the street because she thinks that it might be a winner and someone's just tossed it away by mistake, right? You often see a litter, don't you, on the streets. You walk down, you see scratch cards all the time, don't you, right? Every time she sees one, she has to pick it up and check that someone has not thrown it away by mistake. Mm. And sometimes she'll be on a very busy street and she will stop and look around before picking it up, just because it looks a bit weird.
Right.
So she'll actually take time out of her day, often on the way into work,
to pick up used scratch cards off the pavement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we took the mickey out of her for doing this earlier, and she has just told us that she did walk past one that really looked like a winner earlier, but because it was in her head that we've been taking the nick out of her, she walked past, and now it's really preying on her mind that was the winner.
She's in mental turmoil.
She is in a mental wreck today because she did not pick up that scratch card, and I think that's the first time that she's not done that in a very long time.
Hello, Scott, it's Glenn.
Hello, Glenn, where are you?
Hello, mate, I'm in Boston in Lincolnshire.
How can I help today, Glenn?
All it was, mate, you was on about taking the mickey a little bit about picking scratch cards up. Well, yeah. I did it a few months back and I actually found £15 on one.
Right, so you do the same as Becky, who works on the show. You pick them up. You can't walk down the street without seeing one and picking it up.
Well, no, you know, and you do your bit as well for picking litter up, don't you, at the end of the day, so...
Yeah, but, she's obsessed.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if you win a lot of money, what would you say then?
Yeah. Charlotte has been on. She does the same thing. Cannot walk past a scratch card on the street without picking it up. She claims she won £200.
What? Oh, don't be saying this. It's just going to make Becky feel worse. That scratch card she walked past could have been the one.
I love this as well.
Was that like a character off Steve Wright?
He did sound a bit like that.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Holly.
Hi, Holly, where are you today?
Tottenham.
Okay, what happened at your school today?
It was open, although there was, polling stations, and there was just all these old people just walking in, and there were, barriers, but it was so stupid.
Right, so your school was a polling station today, but it was still open and you still had to go to class?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rubbish.
That's a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so stupid. They could have just come in and killed us all or something.
But... I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking you could have snuck in and maybe voted.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Always look on the bright side, hey?
Yeah.
You could have come in and killed us. And what, it was just old ladies walking past and stuff?
Yeah, and this old man, and he looked in the pond.
Right.
He looked in the pond?
Yeah, we've got fish.
I was going to say.
Could have been worse, though. Could have been what happened to Chappers today.
I went to vote today and got told I'd already voted.
Does that happen?
I don't know. They crossed me off. So I said, I haven't voted. And they said, go on then, you can vote.
Oh, it was that simple, was it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Oh, go on then. Stick another one in, it's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's another great way of saving money, as demonstrated by one of my best mates, Neil. What he wants to do when he wants to talk to you, he will call you once and then ring off and then expect you to call him back. And then if you go, oi, when you actually do call him back, he'll go, you earn more than me. Well, I think that's a bit rude.
Well, he is right there.
Hello?
Hello, Scott. Me and the lads, we normally buy some scratch cards. And we bought one, a couple of days ago, but we bought a few. And we won £1,000 on one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was all right until we couldn't find it when we went to cash it.
Oh, no.
But it's out there somewhere on the street.
So, don't tell Becky that. Where do you live?
Well, it's in Warrington.
Oh, don't tell her that. She'll be straight up to Warrington. Where in Warrington exactly?
Well, we lost it between, near Sainsbury's in Warrington.
Near Sainsbury's in Warrington? So there's a scratch card with a grand on it, and you've lost it?
We've lost it. We've checked the car park. Couldn't find it.
Have you retraced your steps?
Retraced them about 100 times.
When did you last have it? I hate when people ask that. See, the trouble is with saying that on the radio, now there's going to be thousands of people heading towards the Sainsbury's area of Warrington Town Centre.
I don't think you're going to see it again.
I don't, but I'm really...
I'm prepared to go half as if anybody finds it.
Again, I still don't think you're going to see it.
I don't either.
Hello, Scott. You know you're doing your Lost and Found?
Who said we were doing Lost and Found?
Well, I've lost my fleece and I'm desperate to find it.
Lost your what?
Fleece.
Right, where?
In Grimsby.
See, there was only a bloke who lost his scratch card with £1,000 on it.
It's blue and it's got a white stripe and I need to find it.
Where did you last have it?
Somewhere in the town centre area.
Right.
Okay, so if anyone sees a blue fleece in the Grimsby area... Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what? Some of the stuff that you hear off air, you just wish you could say on air sometimes, don't you? Just had a fascinating story from Dave Pearce while I was outside.
Who was it about?
It was about Dave. Amazing, though.
Okay.
It's amazing. Like, you're just... Hmm? No, it's not that. I can't tell you. It's amazing, though. I'll tell you in a minute.
Was it about Bognor?
It was about Bognor, yeah. How do you know that? We were just talking about, because I went to Butlins and Bognor last weekend, and Dave recounted to me the last time he went to Bognor.
Okay.
And
what?
He just went for a wee by the side of the road, as you do, because sometimes you get caught short on the way back, and stumbled across something amazing in where he was going for a wee.
What?
I don't know.
Like an animal?
People flashing their lights on and off in their cars and stuff. I don't know.
Like somebody who'd broken down?
Yeah, something like that,
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So what doesn't sound so good when I'm telling it now, does it?
So what did Dave do then?
I don't know. I think he just watched for a while and made sure people were all right.
He watched for a while? What, them flashing their lights?
Yeah, just to see if they were okay, because I think they were probably waiting for the AA man to come or something.
Yeah.
So, and then he moved on.
Did he go and talk to them?
I don't know. We didn't get that far. I had to come back in.
But he just
block party was finishing.
Was he quite close to the car, or was he?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll go back out and ask him in a minute.
He just stood and watched whilst he waited for the breakdown truck to arrive.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Have you noticed? Is everyone's?
I'm glad you didn't tell that story on air, though. Radio One
Podcast for the first time in the UK. Give me one of the best loved voices of our time. She is inspirational. She is sensational. She is sensual. She is Wing. Be close to Wing. Performing her best love songs in Britain for the very first time.
Hello, it's Wing.
I can leave.
Wing at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Okay, bye.
Wing has been on today and she has told us about some of the songs that she will do. She's been working out her set list quite a lot, actually, putting a lot of effort into it. She understands that she can't use the minibar.
Have you made that a...
We did say that, because I've just got this thing about Wing where she appears to be all sweetness and light, and then she's going to turn up, be a right diva, and fleece me for hundreds and thousands of pounds. But she says, no, she just wants transport, and maybe... But she says, of course, I understand, not the minibar. Anyway...
it does say, of course.
It does say that. She is... Well, Dancing Queen, I think, is definitely going to be on there, as is Highway to Hell.
Oh, don't give out her whole set list.
Okay.
It should be a surprise.
All right, well, I can tell you that she, as she says on her email, I am working hard on a song that rock your nation. Some people are really worrying me now on the text about Wing. What about if she brings all her laundry over and gets that done at the hotel? That's well expensive. Hotel laundry.
Everything dry cleaned before she heads back.
A little bit. What about she ordered some films?
Mm-hmm. Also, all you've said is that she can't use the minibar, so everything else at the hotel that's available to her, she can use, and you will pick up the bill.
Yeah. Okay, I've had another thought. What about she uses the phone in the hotel room and calls New Zealand? That's going to cost me millions.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, you know how people embellish stories, OK? Like you with the train story.
Yeah.
OK, now, this is now happening with my Dave Pearce story, which is an innocent story. Dave innocently stumbled upon someone flashing their car lights while he was having a wee, and now everyone is embellishing the story and making it seem like Dave was up to no good in a car park in Bognor, which he wasn't. So could you stop doing that, please, on 81199?
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.